This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Louisiana lawmakers managed to avoid a steep drop in state revenue last year by passing a temporary hike in sales tax. But even with the fiscal cliff behind them, legislators are anticipating another budget battle this session. At the center of the debate is about $130 million.
House Bill 103 seeks to expend those dollars on state priorities, including investing in higher education, stabilizing funding for the TOPS program, and ensuring that we can pay for teacher pay raises and also support staff pay raises in the coming fiscal year.
House Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger is carrying the budget bill backed by Governor John Bel Edwards. But in order for the governor's budget to become reality, a legislative stalemate with Republican leaders in the House will have to break. Republican Representative Cameron Henry leads the Appropriations Committee.
The governor's budget proposes that we spend more money than we actually have recognized, that we physically have.
State economists estimate Louisiana's revenue will be about $130 million more than expected next fiscal year. But as of now, that money can't be spent. First, it has to be recognized by the Revenue Estimating Conference. Republican Speaker of the House, Taylor Barra, has been the lone REC member to block the increased revenue. Representative Henry has presented another option for next year's budget that doesn't include the $130 million.
We do not have to recognize any more state general fund dollars for House Bill 105 to advance. We have all the money that we need.
Unlike the governor's plan, Henry's budget does not include an increase in funding for higher education, K-12 education, or children and youth services. It would, however, provide a $1,000 teacher pay raise. The budgets will be heard in front of the Republican-controlled Appropriations Committee. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.